Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Hamas released the bodies of four Israeli hostages,
including a mother and her two children, who have long been feared dead. Crowds gathered in Khan Yunis as militants carried four black coffins onto a stage. Thousands watched on as the coffins were then loaded onto Red Cross vehicles and driven to Israeli forces. The remains are said to be of Shiri Babas and her two children, Ariel and Kafir, as well as Oded Lifshitz, who was 83 when he was abducted. Kafir was 9 months old when he was taken and was the youngest captive. Hamas said all four were killed along with their guards in Israeli airstrikes. The militant group is set to free six living hostages on Saturday in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, and says it will release four more bodies next week, completing the ceasefire's first phase. I'm Naeon Kim.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol appeared in two different courts contesting his arrest for declaring martial law. I'm Ed Donahue.